First John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You can say amen right there. Amen. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let the church say amen. Amen. Father, we pray you add thy blessing to the reading of your word. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. You gave me this message. I know you want me to preach it as much as I can. Would you give me the ability to speak your words? I hope they don't see me and that they see you. God bless. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. The last 4 months or so have been anything but normal. If you agree with that, would you say amen? This global pandemic has been thoroughly unprecedented. It has taken the lives of some, sickened the bodies of many, and affected the lives of everyone. Our lives have been completely altered financially, emotionally, relationally, and psychologically. Whether it's working from home, online schooling, canceled travel, postponed engagements, it's been a roller coaster. Virtual meetings, Zoom, FaceTime, they've become the norm. I think I've been to the doctor 6 times and they've been tele-appointments. Nothing in recent history compares to this. You almost have to look back to Bible times. Businesses have been forced to close, while others have laid off employees. Domestic violence is up. Depression is high. Despair is all too common. The fear of the unknown, deciphering through all of the different opinions, wondering when this will all be over. Our minds are filled with these thoughts, just to name a few. One of the most difficult challenges, one of the most trying things over these last several 4.5 months is not being able to socialize. Not being around each other. Not getting together. Not hanging out. Not coming to church as we know it. The Bible calls that fellowship. It is defined as communion, joint participation in that which parties have in common. It is one person having a joint participation in something both have in common. We have missed that fellowship. I have not hugged my parents since March 15th. I have not been around very many friends. Not been to people's houses. Not been to very many stores. I canceled a bunch of meetings. I've not seen a bunch of my preacher friends. Not been around a bunch of young people able to preach to them and fellowship with them. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I miss my flock. I miss the hug with Dean at the front door. Barbara Barry and Queen Page not long after I arrive on Sunday morning. I miss the choir singing below me. I miss my young couple Sunday school class. I miss praying with the choir before we head out for service. I miss walking around the auditorium and greeting everyone before I mount the platform. I miss my customary hugs from Jim Jones and Johnny Pierre. I miss shaking hands afterwards. I miss the interaction with all of you. I miss being around the office with Anita and Brother Ev. I miss the daycare staff and the kids. I miss all of the children at Crossroads and hugging them. The fellowship is a killer. Lacking that fellowship is a killer, rather. You see, fellowship stems from relationship. Relationship is the connection, the association. It is how we are related. You and I are related through Christ, aren't we? We are related because we got saved. And because we are related in Christ, that relationship brings with it the need for fellowship. And it's been difficult not to be able to fellowship with you. Most of our fellowship as Christians is around food. I don't know about you, I fellowship better when I got food. And I miss, now I have been eating, I guarantee you that, not nearly as much, but I haven't been able to eat with you all. And I miss that fellowship. And when you lack that fellowship, particularly with those with whom you have a relationship, it affects you. Do you agree with that? Say amen. I think John understood that in 1 John chapter 1. I think John understood the need to have fellowship based on a relationship. I think John understood that there was no greater relationship than to know God through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. I don't know about you, I'm glad. I'm glad that I am a child of God. And when John wrote this epistle in 1 John chapter 1, he must have known the need and the importance of fellowship. And he said to us something great, despite the fact that they couldn't all be together, despite the fact that Jesus had gone to heaven, despite the fact that God was a spirit and could not be seen. John said, it's good to be around each other. It's good to eat around each other. It's good to spend time with each other. But it's nothing in the world like the true fellowship that we can have with Almighty God. And I'd say for the last 4.5 months, we may not have been able to come to church, eat over each other's houses, or hang around each other, high five or hug. But I'll tell you one thing that coronavirus cannot sever. One thing that stay-at-home orders cannot break. One thing that quarantines cannot slow down. And that is truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship. I miss fellowship with you. But I'm glad I didn't have to miss fellowship with God. Maybe God is trying to stimulate their fellowship. Maybe we've gotten so accustomed to hanging out with each other that we've stopped hanging out with him. John, it's almost like John saying, I love y'all, but truly, our fellowship is with the Father. Have you had any time with God these last 4.5 months? I have. I have one of the most difficult times I've ever faced in my life was lying in a bed for 10 days in total isolation, and my wife couldn't come in there, and my family couldn't come in there, and I couldn't see y'all, and I thought, good night. I know what people are talking about when they're lonely. I know what people are talking about when they say all that you have is God. People say, thank God you prayed your way through. I hurt so bad I couldn't even pray. You all prayed me through. But I tell you one thing, I could have fellowship with God, and I can remind myself of the verses in the Bible and the things that God said and the promises of God that are yea and amen. And he reminded me on the hospital bed that he would never leave me nor forsake me, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, and that he's working all things together for good because I love him and I'm called according to his purpose. And when I couldn't see y'all, and when the nurses wouldn't come close, and the doctors got out as fast as they can, they left, but God stayed, because truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I got about 5 minutes left in me, all right? I want to talk about this the next couple weeks, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Our fellowship is with the Father. Could you imagine that sinful people could be privileged to be in joint partnership with God? If you've fallen off the cliff into depression over the last 4.5 months, you need 1 John 1, because God wants you to know he hadn't left you. Listen to me. And you shouldn't have left him. Amen. Your fellowship is with the Father. Folks, let's draw nigh to Christ. As the country folks said, let's squedge up to Jesus. Let's determine by the grace of God that when we get back together and we get out of this pandemic, we're going to be closer to God and more in step with Jesus than we ever have before. Somebody ought to say amen. That nothing that the Congress legislates, that nothing that a virus seems to manifest, can separate us from Almighty God. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father. I want to give you point number one. John highlighted some real conclusions about Jesus. Look at verse 1, and then let's go home. That which was from the beginning. Write this down. Absolute eternality. Absolute eternality. Hey, John said, when I'm talking about fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, can I tell you, Jesus didn't just get here. He's been here from the beginning. Come on now. Aren't you glad we get to walk with someone who's always been and who always will be? Hey, listen to me. He didn't say our fellowship was with Muhammad. He didn't say our fellowship was with Buddha. He didn't say our fellowship was with Mary. There have been some times when I've been walking. I'm walking about 7 or 8 miles a day, and I walk past a Catholic church, and I have watched people standing outside in front of a statue praying before. I've watched a priest come outside and take confession during social distancing. And I said to myself, how sad those people have to be terrified and scared to death and have to inconvenience themselves to leave the house to confess. Aren't you glad I don't have to leave my house to talk to God? Aren't you glad that lying in my bed in the midnight hour? Aren't you glad that sitting at my cubicle on a crazy day at work? Aren't you glad when you're stalled on I-95 in traffic? Aren't you glad that you can still talk to God? Because the always has been. The absolute eternality. The actual eyewitnesses. Notice he said, we heard, we saw, we looked, we handled. Good as a mother. He said, I'm going to tell you why I know Jesus is real. I heard that holy sound. I saw that heavenly sight, and I enjoyed that heartfelt stroke. Listen to me now. I saw him. I heard the sound from him. He put his hand on me and stroked me. Listen to me. I want you to understand something. John said, I'm not telling you about somebody I heard about. I'm telling you somebody I actually heard. I'm not telling you somebody I've been told about. I'm telling you somebody I've actually seen. Aren't you glad that the Jesus we serve is not a figment of our imagination? He's not a character in some fairy tale. He's not some made up myth. He's not some superhero that kryptonite can cement to the ground. Aren't you glad that the Jesus we serve is real? Let me tell you something. If I've learned nothing in the last several months, I've had it confirmed in me. My God is real. And then the accurate expression. The word of life. The word of life. The word is translated logos. Can you say that? Logos? Y'all talk good with them masks. We might keep these things. Corona ain't the only thing contagious. Amen. We might stick with these masks. Amen. Save you on the makeup and everything. Amen. If I say anything I shouldn't say, just blame it on, you know, I didn't mean it. Logos is it's the word means it's a unit of speech by which we express ourselves. It's a completed thought. It's an expression. Now listen to what John said. Jesus is the word of life. The word of life. Here's what he's saying. You want to know who God is? Look at Jesus, because Jesus is the unit of speech by which God expresses his true identity. Watch this now. That's why he could say, I and my Father are one. That's why he said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. That's why the Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven. Same book, 1 John chapter 5. The Word, the Father, and the Spirit. And these three are one. Listen to me. They got religions out there that are trying to demote Jesus to a contemporary with these other false teachers. They're trying to bring him down to making him just a hippie, just a good teacher. Listen to me. Giving Jesus a compliment is not enough. You've got to understand he's more than just a complimented person. He's more than just an admired religious leader. He is more than just somebody that we speak favorably of. He is literally the word of life. And when you look at Jesus, you're looking at God. And when you look at God, you're looking at Jesus, because Jesus is the expression of God. And God made himself known, not only through creation, not only through the canon of scripture, but also through Jesus Christ. Y'all won't be mad if I quit with you. Our fellowship is with the Father. You can bring that to me? I take it. Yeah. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Do you know that in the last 4 months, I have not had a sip of anything but water? No juice. I ain't going to say nothing to you about what you sip, Brother Jefferson. Anyway. See, he said amen. He said, for the stomach's sake, make sure you camera, you get him good, all right? I have learned to love water. You know, it's amazing what you find out you can do when you have to do it. Maybe God is going, you will discover that you can make it when I'm all you have, when you have to make it because I'm all you have. Come on now. God's trying to wake us up. Listen. We have functioned so long going to church without having fellowship with God. Huh? And now God has not allowed us to go to church to find out if it's really about him or if it's about getting together with each other. Listen to me. We're going to have eternity to get together. Amen. And we're going to get together back on earth when this thing is over. But I'm telling you what, we ain't going to be no good for each other if we haven't spent no time with him. Truly. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that you and I can have joint participation with someone with whom we have something in common? I'm glad God and I have something in common. And by the grace of God, more than ever before, let's fellowship with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads. If God has spoken to you right where you are, you just pray and talk to the Lord. Tell God that you want that fellowship. Can you imagine he wants to fellowship with you? Yes, he does. And I hope you want to fellowship with him. How many of you raise your hand and say, Pastor, I have a relationship with God through Christ. I'm saved and I know it. Would you raise your hand? I'm saved and I know it. Would you put your hand up? God bless you. Put your hand down. How many say, Pastor, I'm saved. I have a relationship with Christ. But my fellowship could be better. He's real. And if he's real, I want real fellowship. Would you put your hand up? Come on. Oh, my soul. Yes, indeed. Yes. Last question. You may put your hand down. How many say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I died today, I'd go to heaven, but I don't want to go to hell. Listen to the question. Pastor, I'm not sure if I died today, I'd go to heaven, but I'm sure I don't want to go to hell. Wherever you are, would you put your hand up? I'd just like to pray for you. Anybody? Anybody? You pray right where you are. Father, help us. Help us to fellowship with you like you fellowship with us. We love you. We thank you for letting us have church. In Jesus' name.